from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday, hanging out with you until 9:30. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And if you're just joining us, thank you. First and foremost, make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to your boy, listen to the station wherever you are, on the go, at home, don't matter. You can listen to 92.9 The Game wherever you are. Free on whatever mobile device you may have. Just download it onto something. But if you're just joining us, Georgia Tech gets a huge, huge victory over 10th-ranked Florida State. Phone lines will be open for that here to give your take on that in 16 minutes. Also, phone lines are open right now to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929 is the number. I have a question for you when it pertains to the Atlanta Falcons. Because look, I was talking to Chris Thomas, Chris Turtle Thomas. You may know him as Turtle. I was talking to him during the crossover. He was in the show. I was getting ready to start mine. And we talked about what we saw yesterday from the Atlanta Falcons in that final preseason game, losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-0. And look, it was oogly. It wasn't even just ugly. It was oogly. Multiple using that. Oogly, oogly, oogly. But I don't take a lot from it. And I'm not even worried about it. The Jacksonville Jaguars played their starters almost for the entire half. The Falcons didn't play any of their starters, and they honestly didn't even play much of their second string guys. Storm Norton was in there. Ryan Neusel was in there. That's your backup center and your swing tackle. Okay. But Michael Penix didn't play. You didn't even have a guy like Raver McLeod in there. I don't think Kadarius Hodge played. Like, you didn't even really have second stringers in there. You had third and fourth stringers guys who are on the bubble of the 53-man roster and guys who are going to be fighting to make the practice squad, going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars starters. I'm not that concerned. Was it ugly? Yes. Was it hard to watch? Yes. Am I glad it's over? Yes. However, not worried about it, really. Zach Robinson has not showed us a lot at all during the preseason as far as play calling goes. He's keeping it all under wraps, trying to hit the Pittsburgh Steelers, get them by surprise in week one coming up soon. And speaking of week one, speaking of games that matter, now that the preseason is over, how about this? I talked about the final preseason game for what, about 2 minutes there? That's all that needs to be discussed about it. They played their starters. We didn't. They did what they were supposed to do. Let's wipe our hands and be done with it. Capiche? All right. So let's talk about this. With week one fastly approaching, and even though the math is wrong on it now because they added an extra game, we used to look at the season in quarters, right? There were 16 games, four quarters. Four games equals one quarter. So you had four quarters, four times four, 16. Easy math, right? Even for radio hosts to do it. I'm still going to look at this first. I'm going to call it, for the sake of discussion and the sake of the question, we're going to look at these first four games still as the first quarter. I know the math doesn't necessarily add up. Let's just add an extra game to the last quarter. Okay. But my question for you is, and the phone line's open right now, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. The Falcons need to be blank after the first quarter. And what I want you to do is, I want you to fill in that blank with a record. Whether it's 2-2, 3-1, 4-0. The Falcons should be blank after the first quarter. What should the Falcons' record be after the first quarter? After they play the Pittsburgh Steelers at home in week one, the Philadelphia Eagles on the road in Philly, Monday Night Football, week two, Sunday Night Football, week three, here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Patty Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the reigning back-to-back Super Bowl champion Chiefs in week three, and in week four, them dirty eights. The Falcons should be what after those 4 weeks? Do you think it's 2-2? Think it's 3-1? Think it's 4-0? What do you think? 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up right now and let me know what you think the Falcons should be after their first quarter. I say this. Of course, I would want them to be 4-0, but that doesn't seem realistic, right? I think as long as the Falcons are 2-2, I think that's fine. Because, look, the Philadelphia Eagles are a really good team. The Kansas City Chiefs, you don't have to say much about them. They're back-to-back Super Bowl champions, for crying out loud. But this is what I think as far as those first four games. I think you need to beat the Steelers week one, because ain't no way I'm letting Arthur Smith come up in here and not knowing who his QB1 is yet. And I'm not letting us get off to a bad start. We need to be 1-0. We need to create our home field advantage in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And we need to take care of business for week one. Big Kirko, Park Duggins, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and everybody else in that offense need to come ready. Need to come ready to score some points. And they need to win week one. So we need to beat the Steelers in week one. Going to Philly is going to be tough week two. Playing Kansas City, even though you're at home, week three is going to be tough. Sunday Night Football. But I will say this. The Kansas City Chiefs, if anything, are known to sometimes get off to slow starts. That is a little bit of their MO. So maybe playing the Chiefs early, that'll help, and you can get them while they're still maybe coming slow out the gate. And then the Aints, week four, you need to beat them. Point blank, period. You need to beat the Aints, week four. Come on. And I believe that game is at home as well. I'll double check that, though. But 404-726-0929. So to me, Falcons, as long as they're 2-2, I'm good with it. Will I be ecstatic? Of course not. I think if they go 3-1 or obviously 4-0, that's when you're ecstatic, because that means you beat either the Eagles on the road or you took down the Chiefs at home. And those are the, again, back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Now, it could mean you beat both and maybe you, you know, lost and stubbed your toe out of the gate or, you know, went 3-0 and then stubbed your toe against New Orleans. Obviously, those are in play too. But to me, if you beat the Steelers and beat the Aints, I'm cool with that. And I'm cool if you lose to the Eagles and the Chiefs. But let me know what you think. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929. Let's head out to Smyrna and talk to Pete. Pete, what's going on, man? The Falcons should be what after the first 4 weeks?
They need to be 2-2 minimum.
Yep.
They
got to
kill Arthur Smith and the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, just step on his throat, embarrass that man, as he was an embarrassment as a head coach to us. And, of course, we got to beat our division rival Saints.
That's right.
And we'll coast from there. I'm looking at us being maybe at worst 12-5 winning the division.
I love it. I love it. I appreciate it, Pete. Thank you for the phone call, brother. Pete agrees with me, 2-2. As long as we take care of business against the Steelers and as long as we take care of business against the Aints, we'll be good. Dom, I already know you got Pete, something to say about your Steelers, man. What's up?
Well, no, Pete said 12-5.
Well, that's at the end of the season. I was talking about what he said about being 2-2.
I know, that's bold, though. 12-5 is nice. He said you'll lose two games in the first 4 weeks and then go the rest of the season, what, losing less than three games?
I mean, the back half of our schedule is easy. I can see that.
No, the second half of the season is you got to get off to a good start if you're the Falcons.
Yes. You get off to a good start. Like Pete said, and I'm going to use the exact word he said, I think you can somewhat coast in the back half of the year.
Yeah, I was gonna say I do agree though. 2-2 I think has to be the spot. I think if you're 1-3, that means that you lost the first three games. I think that's a really bad spot to be in.
Yes.
I think 2-2 has to be the minimum, like you said, and the two obvious situations where you would expect the Falcons to get wins or have the best chance to get wins would be against the Steelers and the Saints.
Yeah. And by the way, with you being so, you're a Steelers fan, right? But do you somewhat like the Bears? Because
yes.
You're from Chicago, right?
Right. So my fandom, when you hear it in bits and pieces, sometimes it doesn't make sense. The way that I put it, I am
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty much Chicago everything. So if it's a sport, that, you know, Chicago has a team in, I'm probably rooting for them. Mm-hmm. The Steelers, when it comes to football, is just the one kind of outlier just because my dad and everyone on his side of the family is Steeler fans.
Got you. Okay. So, yeah. So,
but I got love for the Bears.
That's what I thought. I was like, I know you still kind of have somewhat of a love for the Bears, but I knew Steelers were number one in your heart.
Yeah.
Is Russell Wilson going to pull away of this job? Because Justin Fields, while it looks like he was looking good in practice, he was okay in what? They played yesterday, I believe it was, or played today?
They played today.
They played today. And I think from what I saw a little bit, he was okay because I know both of them played.
Mm-hmm. Both guys played well. Both guys led touchdowns.
Okay.
Touchdown drives, which is big because that was something the offense hadn't done all season. But, no, I like Justin, how he looked. Communication stuff with the snapper has kind of been an issue for him, is what it seems like in preseason. That's been the biggest issue. He looks great outside of that. Russell Wilson's going to get the job just because Mike Tomlin and this coaching staff are going to do what's safe, and Russell Wilson isn't going to turn the ball over. So
there you have it. Okay, now – before we get back to phone calls, I do want to get one or two more calls in before we break. Do you think Justin Fields takes over this? Do you think he takes over as a starter at some point during this season?
Yes, yes. I've maintained that I think the Steelers won't say this out loud. The plan for them is they want Russell Wilson to come in here, look really good for like 6 weeks, and then trade him to a team that needs a quarterback, and then let Justin Fields kind of take the reins from there.
Which is a heady play, by the way. Would be a pretty heady play because – to your point, Justin Fields is looking good and show he could be the starter, but you let Russell Wilson do his thing, show that Russ can still cook, and then, like you said, if there's a team that needs a quarterback out there that feels like maybe they could be in it.
Trade him to the Giants.
Feels like that could be a good team that, you know, feels like if they were getting better quarterback play besides Daniel Jones, that they could be in it and maybe do some damage with better quarterback play, kind of like what the position the Falcons were in last season. Then, you know, maybe they could trade Russell and say, hey, let's go ahead and give the reins over to Justin. So that is a very interesting theory. All right, 404-726-0929. We'll continue this conversation into the next segment, and we'll take calls on Georgia Tech here towards the end of the hour. So, Connor, hang tight. Chief, hang tight. We're going to get you on the other side. We're going to catch a quick break. But if you want to hop in as well, we still got a few phone lines open. 404-726-0929. The Falcons should be blank after the first quarter. And I know the quarters are kind of messed up now because they had an extra game. But after the first four games, the Falcons should be blank. Fill in that blank with a record. 2-2, 3-1, 4-0. What do you think? I say they need to at least beat the Steelers and the Saints. That's week one and week four. If you sandwich in two losses, I can accept it. Won't be ecstatic about it, but I can accept it. I think they at least need to be 2-2 after the first 4 weeks. What say you? That's my question to you. Please answer it for me. 404-726-0929. On the other side again, Connor, I see you. Hang on. Chief, I see you. Hang on. We'll take more calls on the Falcons. On the other side, 5 minutes from now, I'm Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Saturday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Ain't nothing more than I love when Dom Cherosky rejoined with some Drizzy Drake, man. Woo-hoo-hoo. Man, this conductor beat so hard, too. My goodness. And my favorite artist just dropped another three-pack on your head top. Another three-pack of heat on your head top. What you got to say about it?
You know what I will say about that?
What is
my favorite part of all of that was him showing like the behind the scenes stuff from like
early on
in his career and
when
like,
videos
of him like going through the process. I love that stuff.
That stuff is so cool.
That's to see
the creative thinking behind it and just the process that goes into it, because like a lot of people who maybe just don't know that much, you know, like our casual rap fans. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not calling myself an advanced rap fan, but you know, I I do enjoy hip hop and I do enjoy right. those behind the scenes things and things like that. People don't necessarily understand, if you're not deep into it like that, people don't necessarily understand the amount of work that goes into making a song, period.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just you go hit record, you record the song, and then that's it. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. So for him to be that open and show his creative process a little bit, because before this, a guy like Drake has been very kind of closed door, especially on his process. Like, yeah, I've never felt like we never really seen that side of Drake before, as far as like going that deep into what his process looks like in the making of certain songs and projects, things like that. So that was really cool to see. And I mean, I mean, the three songs that came with it too were some heat in their own respect. And then he just dropped another three last night. So man, absolutely love it. So I know our Kendrick fans are in shambles right now, but it's all good. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. I have a Falcons question for you now that the preseason is over. Thank goodness we get to wipe our hands clean of that game we saw last night, that 31-0 drubbing that the Jaguars laid on the Falcons. And again, look, I'm not worried about it. I don't think you should be worried about it. The Jaguars played their starters for nearly a half. Falcons had some second, mostly third and fourth string guys out there. It was bound to happen the way it happened. So not worried about it at all. But my question for you is, the Falcons should be blank after the first four games of the season. Fill in that blank with a record, whether it's 2-2, 3-1, or 4-0. The Falcons should be blank after their first four games. I said 2-2. You beat the Steelers week one. Don't let Arthur Smith come in here and let people start waving their terrible towels around. That's another thing, too, real quick. Don't let these Steelers fans sneak up in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, man, and start waving all them terrible towels. Look, I know there are going to be some just because Steelers fans roll deep like that. You know, I got to tip my hat and respect it. But don't let all the Dom Taroskis sneak up in there and be waving their terrible towels around. Dom's going to be enough, because I'm sure Dom is going to try and be at that game. And look, the one terrible towel he's going to have up in there, well, are you going to game with your dad?
So it'll be me and my girlfriend, yes.
He's going to game with him and his girlfriend. I'm sure he's going to have a terrible towel for her to wave around. Is she does she have a fandom?
She's from Atlanta. Like, she doesn't really care about sports, but like, since I'm into it, she'll like at least like feign and like fake like she cares. So like,
and she gonna be room for the Steelers, because that's who you like.
So she will, but like, she'll kind of be a little conflicted, because like, when she does fake her fandom, she tries to be like, oh yeah, Falcons, Atlanta.
I respect it then. All right, she need to walk up in there with a Falcons jersey then and be rooting against you. That's what I need. That's the energy I need. Dom's girlfriend, if you listening, don't let him hand you a terrible towel. Okay, you come in there with a Bajan or a Kirk Cousins or a Drake London jersey, Kyle Pitts, whoever you want.
House divided.
You're right. You come in there with some type of Falcons attire, and you be in there rising up next to Dom Taroski, okay? Y'all can even put a little wager on it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do. But anywho, my question for you is, again, the Falcons should be what after the first four games? 2-2, 3-1, 4-0. 4-0, I think, will be really hard. It'll be really great, but it'll be really hard. 3-1 is, I think, it's not a super stretch. I think it'll be tough, obviously. But I don't think it's a stretch to think they could beat one of either the Eagles or the Chiefs, because I do think you should beat the Steelers week one. Don't let Arthur Smith come up in here and give something to Steelers fans to cheer about. And then you take care of the Aints week four. But I do think you can sandwich in between that, take down either the Eagles at home on Monday Night Football or take down the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So what do you think? 404-726-0929 is the number. Appreciate Connor, who's up in Athens. Appreciate you holding, man. Connor, the floor is yours. The Falcons should be what after the first four games, brother?
Man, the Falcons need to be at least 3-1. Now, I think we can easily take the first game against the Steelers. I think we can take week four. But if we want to make a deep run into the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl, then I think we need to beat either one of the two teams who have done that in the last 2 years. And I think we need to be able to beat them and play at that caliber.
I respect it, Connor, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Look, Connor's absolutely right. He makes a good point. If you want to be the best, and if you want to be all in, and if we want to talk about Super Bowl, and look, I'm not putting that expectation on the Falcons, at least not right now. I need to see it on the field first. So I'm not saying the Falcons need to go make the Super Bowl or even necessarily the NFC Championship game. I think they have that potential, especially after adding Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon. I think that potential is there. I can't put those expectations on them yet, though, because I need to see how it goes on the field first and how it looks on the field first. I need to see everything that looks good on paper look good on the field. But they do have that potential. I think that definitely can be something that the Falcons can reach. I think that's a reachable goal for the Falcons is the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. But to Connor's point, you want to talk about making the Super Bowl? You want to talk about making NFC Championships? Go beat either the Chiefs or the Eagles. Go beat the team that has won back-to-back Super Bowls or go beat the team that was in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago playing the Chiefs and almost beat the Chiefs. Go beat one of those teams or, heck, go beat both. And then we can really start talking about, oh, this team is special for real, and men. And when we talk about special, we mean can win a championship or at least make it there type special. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's keep it going. The Falcons should be what after the first four games? Chief is calling from Atlanta. What's going on, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
I tell you what, but I hear what you just said before I get to that fact. I heard you just say that about Drake, but you did just say you got to beat the man. You got to beat the man, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell Drake once he finally beat the man, then we can talk about it.
Hey, I heard Kendrick dropping no new stuff yet. Drake out here still entertaining the masses.
You know how Kendrick do it. He camouflage. You know, uh-huh. He coming.
Uh-huh. He pop out when he want to. Uh-huh. I know how he be real selective like, Chief. Real selective like.
Let's get to our Falcons, baby. Let's get to our Falcons. Week one, Dylan. Week one, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, sir.
So you got Ciara Husband coming in here week one.
Mr. Incredible.
we better not lose. We can't lose to Ciara Husband week one. That's one win, so we're going to win that one.
We got to do it for future.
There you go. We got two, the second and third game with Philadelphia and Kansas City. We may lose both, but my problem with that is even if we lose both, it's how you lose.
That's a good point.
I don't want to get blown out. Or I don't want to get embarrassed.
That's a good point.
National television games, no embarrassment. All right?
Yep.
Week four, of course, we've got to beat the Aints because they stink. I'm sorry. We better not lose one game to the Saints this year. I want to win both of those games because we owe them.
Yep.
That was embarrassing at the end of last year. It was just embarrassing. So I'm looking 2-2, but even if we lose, like I said, it's how we lose. I don't want to get blown out on national television. Let's go, Falcons. Hey, shout out to Georgia Tech, baby.
Hey, that's right, Chief. Shout out to Georgia Tech getting that big dub over Florida State. By the way, phone lines will be open next segment if you want to give your thoughts on the Yellow Jackets' big win over the 10th-ranked Seminoles in Dublin. They'll be open in about 8 minutes for you. But Chiefs makes a couple of good points. One, yeah, we better beat the Saints both games, especially after what Jameis, even though Jameis ain't there anymore. We better beat the Saints after that crap Jameis and them pulled last year, running up the score, really putting the foot down on Arthur Smith getting fired. We better beat the Aints, them dirty, dirty Aints. We better beat them twice, and we better beat them handily too. Derek Carr, you got to catch them both. You got to catch both L's for what Jameis did, for sure. I mean, you need to catch them both anyway, but especially after what Jameis did. But Chief makes another really good point talking about even if we do lose to the Eagles and the Chiefs in back-to-back weeks in weeks two and week three, it's not necessarily about if the Falcons lose, but he does make a good point. It's about how the Falcons lose. If they don't even show up and it doesn't like a competition from toe, meat, and leather to the final knee or the final play, that's a problem. But if it comes down to a last-second field goal or something like that and it's just a close, real tight, competitive game, I can live with that and I can be okay with that because it shows you can compete with a championship-caliber team. You can compete with a Super Bowl caliber team. So as long as they're not getting the floor wiped with them, and as long as it's a competitive game, if you drop both of those games, I won't be upset about it because, again, you hope to get better week over week. So if you do see them again in the postseason, you make those adjustments, and maybe you bounce back and get them the second time around. So Chief makes a really, really good point there, not about necessarily how you lose. If you do lose to the Eagles and the Chiefs in back-to-back weeks, but or it is about how you lose, not necessarily if you lose, but how you lose. So really good point there by Chief. All right, let's try to get a couple of more in here before we catch a break. Let's head out to Forest Park and talk to Terry. What's going on, Terry?
We are going 3-1. I'm a six-hole ticket. I'm very excited. Okay. We're going to do it this year.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's time to do it this year, man. Terry. 3-1. I like it. Who do you think real quick? Who do you think the one loss is coming to? Who is the one loss going to be?
I think it's Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? Yeah, that's going to be a tough game on the road. Monday Night Football, that's going to be a tough game. So I appreciate the phone call, Terry. Terry says 3-1. After the first four games. All right, look, if you want to keep weighing in, we'll keep taking your phone calls. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. We'll close out this Falcons conversation on the other side because I do want to let my Tech fans talk they talk as well. And Tech fans, too, if you want to go ahead and start calling in, if you want to give your thoughts on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets getting a big win over the Florida State Seminoles, you can call up right now as well, 404-726-0929. So here it is. Let's reset. Falcons should be blank after the first four games. What should their record be after the first four games? 2-2, 3-1, 4-0? You tell me. And also, if you want to react to Georgia Tech taking down the 10th-ranked Seminoles, we'll take your calls on that as well. 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls next here on the Hometown Tech, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Moments like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all are having a great weekend. Hope the vibes are immaculate for you. Vibes are pretty immaculate here in the Kia Studios, here in our Midtown Kia Studios. Weather's pretty good. Literally looking behind me right now, I see a cloud in the sky. Sun is starting to set a little bit. Temperature not too bad. It's a great weekend. Georgia Tech just got themselves a big old dub against the 10th-ranked team in the country, taking down the Florida State Seminoles in Dublin, 24-21, thanks to a game-winning field goal. And if you want to share your thoughts on that, you can at 404-726-0929. But I do have a Falcons question that I want to finish out here. The Falcons should be what after the first four games? The Falcons should be blank after the first four games. You fill in the blank for me. 2-2, 3-1, 4-0. What do you think? We'll get to your calls here in a second. I do want to let you know what's happening with the Braves. They are underway. Score still 0-0. Braves did have a chance in the bottom of the first inning. First two runners got on. It was Michael Harris with the leadoff single. Then Whit Merrifield, who is hitting second, he drew a walk, but then Marcelo Zuna hits into the double play. Then you got another walk, and Travis d'Arnaud was up at the plate, but then Travis d'Arnaud strikes out, and that ends the threat. So they had runners on the corners. They had runners on first and second on the point. Marcelo Zuna hits into a double play. Then they had runners on the corners. Matt Olson walks. Then Travis d'Arnaud's up with runners on the corners, and he strikes out swinging. So that was it for the Braves in the bottom of the first. So, look, when you have a chance like that in the first inning, Braves of last year, and I know, trust me, I know these aren't nowhere near the Braves of last year, but you still need to find a way to score because, again, one thing the Braves have struggled with a lot and why this offense has been as inconsistent as they have been is because they haven't been able to get those timely hits with runner in scoring position. I mean, runners first and second, nobody up. Marcelo Zuna at the plate. That's what you want. And Marcelo Zuna's been good all year, so I'm not trying to harp on Marcel because without him, who knows where the Braves would be this season. But you want to cash that in. Runners on the corners, two outs. You want Travis d'Arnaud a little deep to get that hit and cash that in. But they were not able to do that. And then, oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. Charlie, he looked good in the first inning, but not looking good here in the second. Just gave up a two-run homer. But so Braves down 2-0 now here in the top of the second. One out. We'll keep you up to date on that as far as that goes. But hopefully next time I update you, we got some better news. All right, let's get to something a little more positive now. Now that that has happened on the Nationals and Braves game, but hopefully they can find their way back. 404-726-0929. The Braves should be what after? I said the Braves. The Falcons, excuse me, should be what after the first four games? 2-2, 3-1, 4-0. Falcons should be blank after the first four games. You fill in the blank. Let's head back to the phone lines. Let's go to Riverdale and talk to our guy, Tony. Tony, I appreciate you holding on, man. The Falcons should be what after the first four games, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, boss?
What's going on, boss, man?
Hey, man. Say, man. Okay, so look, the Falcons need to be 2-2. I say 3-1, but it need to be 2-2.
Let me
break it down, though. Everybody's saying Pittsburgh and the Saints.
Okay.
No, we got to beat the Eagles, and we got to beat the Saints. We got to beat them because they NFC team. The AFC team, they really don't mean nothing
right.
When it comes to our playoffs. Like, we got to get that tiebreaker in case the Eagles not winning the division and they fight for a wild card.
That's a good angle, Tony, and I appreciate the phone call, man. That's a good angle that we have not been presented with. That is true because, look, at the end of the day, no matter what the Falcons' record is at the end of these first four games that we're talking about right now, at the end of the day, we still expect the Falcons some way, somehow, to make the postseason, period. Look, that is the minimum requirement at this point for, at least for me, I'm sure it is for you too, but the minimum requirement for me for the Falcons is to at least make the playoffs. You haven't been there since 2017. I need my Falcons. I need my Dirty Birds back in the postseason, baby. And to do that, you're going to have to get wins over these NFC teams. You're going to have to obviously win your division first and foremost. That's what you need to do. But you also want to get wins over these other NFC teams like the Eagles, obviously. So that is a good point Tony brings up. That Eagles game is going to be weighed a little bit heavier than maybe the game against Pittsburgh, an AFC team, and the game against Kansas City, another AFC team. Look, those games still matter. I'm not trying to say those games don't matter, but those games against the NFC foes definitely matter more, for sure, because what can come down to wild cards and tiebreakers and whatnot. So good point there, Tony. Good call. 404-726-0929. The Falcons should be blank after the first four games. Let's head out to Griffin and talk to Chris. Chris, what do you think? The Falcons, what should their record be after the first four games, Chris?
What's up, brother? Hey, look, man, I'm going to say something real quick. I love my Falcons, but I think this conversation right here is the epitome of the mediocrity that we have witnessed over the past X amount of years from these guys. We're sitting having a conversation talking about, if we lose this one, then we do this one, and instead lose that one. No, we need to win every single game. And I understand you asking people how they feel, but just the general attitude of even saying that a loss here or accumulating an extra loss is a better situation for this team that has been losing time in, time out for the past 4 years. These dudes need to be 4-0 by the 4-0 mark. And I know they're playing some of the best teams in the league, but we in this city are tired of seeing them lose. And we need to raise the standard for them. You know, we're not here made all these moves, and we're talking about these guys might be 1-3, 2-2. 2-2, my ass. I better be 4-4. I mean, 4-0. That's what it better be. That's what it better be. And I don't want to hear no more, did I just hear the last call talking about some? We really need to lose 2 instead of 3-1. Stop it. We need to win as many games as possible so we can have the number one seed going into the playoffs so we can win something this year. Stop all this silly talk, man. Tell these guys with the fire breaths, hey, we want y'all to be perfect. And if you can't be perfect, be damn near perfect as you can be. That's what we, you know, brought a new quarterback. We got the best two safeties in the league, safety tandem in the league. All we miss on our defense right now is a CB2. We got our slot locked up. Defense line ain't looked this good since, hell, I don't know when.
Yeah,
and we talking
either.
About how many losses we supposed to have. Hey, y'all better get serious in this city, bro. And that's why what's going on in this city been going on. We done had some of the best rosters in the NFL, and we get beat 28-3 in the Super Bowl. Or this then the third. Man, let's have some real conversation about this. And I appreciate your call, bro. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Chris. Chris came in here with spitting that hot fire. Look, but you know what? I'm not even mad Chris said that. Because at the end of the day, he does make a good point. We cannot settle for mediocrity with this team. And I understand that this team has to learn how to win. A lot of these guys, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, and guys like that, they have to learn how to win because the teams they've been on thus far, and obviously Bijan's just coming into year two, I get that, but Drake coming into what, year three? Kyle Pitts coming into year four? Since they've been with the Falcons haven't really been that much of a factor. So these guys do have to learn how to win. There is something to that, but that's what you have veterans like Kirk Cousins for. That's what you have veterans like Grady Jarrett for. That's what you have veterans for, to help them with that. But I will say this to Chris's point. We should definitely have high expectations, but I think for the most part, us do. And I'll say this to go against Chris, even though I think he does make a good point, we do have to be realistic. When you're going through a gauntlet of a first 3 weeks, and you can even say first 4 weeks as you go into a division rival after taking on the Eagles and the Chiefs and the Steelers, obviously, after you go through a gauntlet like that, you know, it's going to be hard to win all four of those games. But I'm not mad at Chris for having those expectations, because we do have a really good roster on paper that should, in theory, perform well. So I'm not mad at Chris for feeling that way. And I love that passion. And I need Falcons fans to take that passion and to show up when they can. And to show up in Mercedes-Benz Stadium when they can for that. So, look, I absolutely love that passion from Chris. And I hope that with the Falcons are 4-0, obviously. I would love that. But we just want to be a little bit realistic. You know, it is going to be hard for them to do that, but I'm not mad at Chris for having low expectations. So he says 4-0. But again, I think as long as they're 2-2, they should be good. But look, I'm not mad at Chris for wanting to be 4-0. All right, 404-726-0929. The Falcons should be blank after the first four games. You filled that blank in with a record. Let's out to the West Side and talk to James. James, what's going on, man? The Falcons should be blank after the first four games. What say you, brother?
What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, look. I feel like it's a total 360 from how I felt last year. I done bought two jerseys already.
Two of them? Okay, I see you.
I bought two, bro.
Hey, which two? Hold on. Before you give your answer, which two you get? Which two you cop?
What two? I got the Drake London John, but then I got me a Bijan John. I wasn't going to do it last year. I ain't like the pick.
Yeah.
But, man, we look so good right now. It seemed like God gave us everything we need, right?
Facts.
So, I think we go 4-0. I think Philly looked like trash last year at the end of the season. I think we're better than them. I think they have an overall better defense, but I don't think they're that much. It's not that much of room between us. I think we'll beat Kansas City. I think we should win every day. I think 4-0, bro. 4-0.
4-0. There it is. 4-0. I love it, James, and I appreciate the phone call, brother. James, back to back. Chris saying 4-0. James saying 4-0. I like the energy y'all bringing, Falcons fans. I love the energy y'all bringing. Look, there's no reason that Falcons can't go 4-0. As talented as they are, I mean, we heard Dan Orlovsky on, either Get Up or First Take, one of those shows. He said the Falcons are legit Super Bowl contenders. And while he was saying that, he said the Falcons have a complete team. And it's hard to argue that. I mean, you can talk about the second cornerback spot. But look, Mike Hughes has been looking good. Clark Phillips has been looking solid. We got solid slot options with D. Alford. I mean, Kevin King has been popping in the preseason. Antonio Hamilton Sr. has been looking good. So I think defensive back-wise will be okay. And obviously, we got Jesse. Obviously, we got Justin Simmons. Obviously, we got A.J. Shout out to A.J. for getting his bag. And then the defensive line, we got dudes on the defensive line. Grady, Matthew Judon, David Onyemata. Talk about guys who I think could have breakout seasons. Talking about Taquan Graham. Talking about Zach Harrison. Brandon Dorlus maybe even can look good as a rookie. I mean, you got some dudes on that defensive line. So, we'll see. And hopefully, Arnold Ebiketie can break out. Lorenzo Carter. I mean, you got a solid defensive line rotation. Linebacker, one of our deeper positions, too. With Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson, Nate Lamon. The landmine, as Mike Johnson likes to call him. So, we do have a complete team. And we already know what the offense is working with. When you talk about Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, Bijan, Tyler Allgeier, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Ray-Ray McCloud. Got dudes out there too. Darnell Mooney. So, look, this, I mean, we do have a pretty complete team. It doesn't, they're not many if all holes in our roster. So, look, I can understand 4-0, and I hope it happens. I do think we stub our toe somewhere, but I think it's very realistic 3-1. I think minimum, again, requirement is 2-2, but I think it's very realistic we go 3-1 and possibly even 4-0, and I would absolutely love that. All right, let's close out this conversation with – oh, nope. We will have to – we got to hit a break here. But we'll do one more on the other side, and then we'll let our people from Georgia Tech have their celebration as well, because they deserve to call up and celebrate the Yellow Jackets if they so may choose. And we got to get into some other things as well. But on the other side, Mel, I see you, Mel. Hang tight, Mel. We're going to get you on here, and we'll close out this Falcon conversation. Then we'll talk some Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, update you on the Braves. And I have another question for you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Stay tuned for all of that. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Saturday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.